It's time for Nashvillians to go to the polls again. Early voting gets underway Friday in the runoff race to choose a vice mayor to serve for the next year. Acting Vice Mayor Sherry Weiner and at-large Councilman Jim Shulman are facing off for the second highest post in the city. WPLN's Tony Gonzalez reports they're both respected after years of public service, but there are some matters on which they've differed.
The Metro Council is officially nonpartisan, and on most issues, Jim Shulman and Sherry Weiner are on the same side. Both describe themselves as fiscally conservative and socially progressive. But Shulman has had the backing of county Democrats. Weiner says she leans Republican. And on three big issues, they've disagreed. Shulman voted in favor of the one-touch make-ready policy for fiber internet, which intended to help the rollout of Google Fiber. Weiner thought the major telecoms could have worked out their disagreement. Shulman supported a measure to punish marijuana possession with a fine instead of jail. Weiner rejected that idea, but supports medicinal marijuana. And on immigration, Shulman voted for a proposal to reduce Nashville's cooperation with federal authorities. Weiner opposed the idea. Both council members are known for their rigor in checking on how tax dollars are spent. Weiner, a doctor of audiology, has been trying to develop a plan for the city's financially struggling general hospital. Shulman, an attorney, has worked to broker a compromise on short-term rental rules. For WPLN News, I'm Tony Gonzalez.